Good afternoon. You are listening to the award-winning Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. And it's fair to say it is a bit of a peculiar time right now. Wherever you are, I hope you're well and safe. When I was putting together today's show, I was thinking it's important right now, I think, more so than ever, to focus in on the positives, to remain a positive spirit and attitude. And to explain precisely how to do that, I thought we've got no one better in my little compendium of people that I know to help us with this than the man, the legend, that is Billy Schwarr. Again, Billy Schwarr, if you can remember, he is Luton's own former world boxing champion, Commonwealth and European champion, and a British champ at boxing as well, as a one mega public speaker and a great author too. Top man, and he's back. Billy, welcome back to Verum Sports.
Tony, it's always a pleasure, my friend, to be speaking with you and the listeners. Hello, everybody.
Hey, that's why we love you, Billy. Welcome back. Real quickly, Billy, as I say, I think if anybody is a guru on positivity and obviously tactics that we can all do, I think they're very simple. And I mean that in its most positive sense from your wonderful book. I really want to focus in on that. But just quickly, I want to go back in time. The last time you and I were having a quick chat, we were building up to that monster clash between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. It's obviously happened. In the past, what a masterclass that was from Tyson Fury! My word,
wasn't it extraordinary? What an amazing performance! What a shock! He really shook up the world in that performance. He was amazing. You know, he told us what he was going to do. He made some changes in his training camp, and he went out there and he did exactly what he said he was going to do. It was an amazing performance.
Do you know what? I love how you've broken that down, and I love the kind of Ali connection, because, of course, there can only be one Muhammad Ali, but there is something about the larger-than-life persona of Fury that connects to that maybe all-time great. And also, as you say, it's not just talking jive, the man delivers, and that's a rare gift, isn't it?
Absolutely, because there was a lot of concern because he changed his trainer. He did a few things slightly different. Some people thought it was a mistake, but obviously it was the right. He knew what he was doing, and he knew. So he employed a different trainer, which gave him a slightly different tactic to take into the fight. And he took him to school. He was like just overpowered him. He was just beyond him. And he made the fight look quite ordinary, I thought. And his performance was just exceptional. And you know, styles make fights, but he chose the style and he did what he needed to do. He just overpowered him and he won the fight easily in my eyes.
I mean, goodness me, it was one of the masterclasses that you could care to witness. You've brought it up. I've got to be honest with you, Billy. I was a little concerned by him changing trainers.
Yes.
Ben Davidson obviously got him back into shape, got him back on the road to stardom. But goodness me, it seems that whatever he did with the new trainer was absolutely masterful. And of course, Javon Sugar Hill Stewart comes from a fairly good genetic line of boxing pedigree, doesn't he?
Certainly so. I mean, Ben Davis is a great trainer, you know, but sometimes we need to make, and it's a great conversation like now, look at where we're at now. Sometimes we need to look at things in a slightly different perspective, make some changes, which are going to add to our performance, our ways of being and how we operate. We need to shift and we need to change so then we can move forward, because it doesn't have to be always the same way, and it can't always be the same way, because change is inevitable. We're experiencing it right now, and change is here. We're all going to change after this. When we come out the other side of this, we are all going to be different. There is no doubt about it. So Ben Davis, the trainer, it's like what we're experiencing now, it's a new experience for us all, and we're going to come out different, like he did on the night when he beat Wilder. He was different. He made some changes, and the result was incredible.
Billy, I tell you what, that's such a powerful link. And I've got a treasured copy, signed copy, by the way, of Billy Schwarr, Man Up, the World Champion Way, in my very hands right now. And I tell you what, Billy, for me, it was really empowering reading this book. As you say, you talk about change and almost sometimes the fear of change. If you could, just quickly in your own words, explain the important kind of relationship between, I guess, the very simple positive mindset and the dangers of a negative one, particularly at this crucial time that we're facing.
Yeah. So the book is called Man Up, and it's not to offend any of the ladies out there. It's just a figure of speech, and it's not what you think it is. And it's, you may think to man up, you've got to be aggressive and domineering, but it's not that at all. It's just, all it is, it's a little bit controversial, and it's a little bit, just a bit of a slap in the face for us all to look at. Okay, let's step up, let's rise up, and look at this, an acronym for fear. You talked about fear. Let's check this one out. Fear. Face everything and rise.
Love it.
Fear. Face everything and rise, which is what we're going to do right now. Once we come through the other side of this, we're going to rise. Are we going to be different? We're going to look at our community, how we're coming together to support one another. The world is shifting. The world is changing. We are going to be different. We're going to change a lot of stuff in our lives. We're going to look at our lifestyle. I mean, I've changed already. I feel my wants and my needs have changed. Time. What about time? Because we've got more time now. Time is that shifting. It's occurring different. And change is here. And it's about, for me now, I'm doing the same thing. It's about creating the future and designing the future based upon how you really want it to be and work it out. I mean, this what we're going through right now is a perfect opportunity because we've got time to sit down, relax, and really strategize and just create and design that future. And it might be slightly different. Maybe we've got to stand up. Maybe we've got to man up and rise up and really create that future that you dreamed of, because it is available and it is possible, but it may take something. And this time we're going through now is the perfect opportunity to reassess, realign ourselves, reinvent and recreate ourselves. It's an opportunity for us to draw a line in the sand and step into a future, a new future that we really want for ourselves.
Billy,
it takes courage. It takes courage.
Billy, I absolutely love that. And I truly love the book. Again, Man Up, The World Champion Way, by a man who is a champion. But what's amazing, Billy, we were talking about coaches in context of boxing. But here, a wonderful kind of motif that runs throughout the book is that you almost step in as a coach for us all reading this. And you make no bones about it. It isn't going to be easy peasy lemon and the squeezy. You're going to have to commit if you want these amazing futures we can all will and create. But you're there in the corner like a good trainer, and that's phenomenal because, Billy, you truly lived what you speak, and that's to your credit.
Thank you, yeah. And you know what? Boxing is a great metaphor for life. It's a great metaphor for business because if you look at life is a contact sport. It ain't easy. It's challenging. It's confronting. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some, and it's a real journey. And it's about being able to stand the test of time through the journey. So I'm now a performance coach, so a personal performance coach. So I say that, like, personal performance, because performance is very personal, and it's different for each and every one of us. So we're all unique, and we're all different. We're all driven by different wants and desires and fears and needs. So each person is an individual. So it's about creating your own pathway and finding your own map to get to where you want to get to. But really get clear about the focus, because where focus goes, energy will flow. And get really clear about where it is that you want to end up. And now is the perfect time to create that and dream about it. What is it that you really, really desire? Because desire is the starting point of all achievement. It's the first principle of success, knowing what you want. So now's the time to really create that future. And now is it. Change is happening. Change is here.
Billy, honestly, this is precisely why I'm delighted as always to be speaking with you. You really give me the kind of focus, I think, and you break things down in a really kind of definable way. As you say, change is inevitable, and we are constantly changing, and this is a time of crazy flux.
Yeah.
But right now, as you say, if we can utilize that time wisely and apply that focus, then we could well be in a position of where we look back, all of us, both individually and collectively, and go, goodness me, wasn't that phenomenal? I guess.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity. It's a real opportunity. quality.
And the thing is, though, always again, we come back to that fear, because I love the acronym, but there is the kind of antithesis, isn't there, where it's almost fear everything and, you know, just run. But we must, I think, take the desire and use your discipline focus to kind of create the positive cycle, because there is the danger always, isn't there, an opportunity that all too many will go down that negative route.
And I think we're going to go through phases. So first of all, we're going through shock. There's a fear, there's shock. Watching the news, it's like we can't quite figure it out. But over time, I think as the days go by, we're going to start to pull through that as a collective, as an individual, as a community. We're going to start to pull through that. Then we're going to start to maybe see the other side of it and look at what's going on, but then deal with the reality of it and the realization of it. And as we kind of do that as a collective and with ourselves, it's going to give us a bit more room to start moving towards some creative future. I think that's what's going to happen for us, because a lot of us are stuck in shock, stuck in front of the tellies, watching the news, frightening, and it's fearful. It's fearful, but as we kind of accept it, it will start to loosen up a little bit. Then we'll start to move as a collective, and we can start to move as an individual. The sun's out, the summer's coming, the summer will come, the sun will come, it's coming.
Billy, I tell you, honestly, I'm sat in my lovely warm studio on Radio Freedom Towers with a massive smile on my face. As you say, a great opportunity now for us all to utilise time to maybe remember those dreams that perhaps life has caused you to forget, put aside.
Not? Yeah, why not? Revigor that. Get that going again. Why not?
Because I tell you, it's when you push yourself and when you commit to these big goals that you are truly alive. And you know that, I think, better than most.
Yes. And I think, like you say, you put it so well yourself, it's an opportunity. And it takes courage, though. It takes to go beyond yourself. I mean, we got it now. We're all going to stretch ourselves and go beyond ourselves. But really, there's no fear to have, really. Just look at and start to inquire into those dreams that maybe you've let go. What are you not doing that you'd love to do? Because it's a wake-up call now, because life is here, and this is all we've got right now, moment by moment. And who knows how the future's going to unfold, what it's going to be like for us all. So let's make those changes for ourselves. I think we're going to start to really consider ourselves and other people more. I think we're going to get a sort of a new level of compassion for others, which is going to make a big shift in the world. If we could all be more compassionate and just feel more for each other, and then life will show up different.
Life's a series of moments, and time itself is precious. Now, in this time that we've all got, it could be a great opportunity and time to catch up on some reading and to learn some self-empowering tips. I'm really honoured, Billy, to have your Man Up the World Champion Way book in my very hands. If people are listening, want to hear more from you, get you in their corner, literally, and enjoy this wonderful read, how can we go about getting it?
Well, you can go to billyschwer.com. You can get the book there, because then once you go into that, once you get it through that route, you'll get an opportunity to get a signed copy. Or you can go to Amazon. I'm actually working on now, because I've got more time, because all of my speaking gigs, they've all been rescheduled, they've all been put back. So I've got loads of time. So I'm creating an online training to go with the book. So that's what I'm up to in my slow time right now. So I'm using that opportunity to create group training programs where it's going to be online. Video conferencing, that's going to become normal now. There's going to be more of that. It's starting to move into our working life. So that I'm getting involved in that. I've got training programs which involve video conferencing. So it's a shift, and you've got to embrace the shift.
I tell you what, embrace the shift, I think, is a great kind of all-embracing kind of focus.
That's a tweet. We could tweet that, couldn't we?
I think we should get that viral. But in order to help with that process, but also to help yourselves, because seriously, Billy is a man who's lived his words, and that gives it a power and authenticity, which is really rare. Billy, remind us again, please, of your best website, the best way to engage with you.
I'm on all social media platforms, but you can go to www.billyschwer.com. That's me there. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all of those places. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to speak with many of you another time.
Billy, you're a true champion in every single sense of that word. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your powerful words. I'm sure they're going to benefit many of us. Have a quality rest of the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Let's get it on. Enjoy.
Amen, my man. You're a legend. Much obliged.